You know, when you walk up to a vending machine, you press a button, and out pops this perfectly uniform, totally uninspiring bag of chips.
Yeah, exactly. It's what you asked for, but it's definitely not a gourmet meal.
Right. And that vending machine output is basically what Daniel Corral calls work slop in his article, Three Shifts to Get More from AI. So today, we are doing a deep dive into how to stop treating AI like a junk food dispenser.
Because we really want to transform it into a genuine thinking partner. And, you know, the reason we settle for that work slop, it really comes down to this psychological
Like a
collision.
bad feedback loop.
Exactly. So on the human side, we have this thing called satisficing. I mean, Nobel laureate Herbert A. Simon coined the term to describe our brain's instinct to just accept the first answer that is, you know, good enough.
Right, and if you are listening to this, you have probably felt that fatigue. You stare at the screen, the AI spits out this like B minus answer, and you just sigh and copy paste it.
Because you have a meeting in 2 minutes, yeah. We all do it. But the danger really happens when you combine our satisficing with the AI's core personality trait, which is sycophancy.
Oh, right, because the models are basically mathematically rewarded during their training for being helpful.
Yes, but unfortunately, they interpret helpful as never contradicting the user.
So it's essentially a yes man. I mean, you pitch a completely half-baked business idea, and the machine just claps and tells you you are a genius. You're actively reinforcing your own blind spots.
Which is a straight path to terrible decisions, honestly. So to break out of that echo chamber, we have to completely change the rhythm of the conversation. I mean, a single query is satisficing in its purest form.
You have to use that first output as just a starting point, right? Like a dynamic rally.
Yeah, you need to spar with it. Argue back.
But wait, if I just keep arguing with a chatbot, when do I actually stop? Like, I can easily waste my whole afternoon going in circles.
Well, Corral offers a very strict rule for this. You stop only when you can clearly articulate three things: why the AI's approach works, what could go wrong, and what you'd do differently.
What could go wrong feels a bit intense if I'm just, asking it to draft a basic email.
You would be surprised, actually. The source highlights this Norwegian glamping client who started by asking the AI to write a simple welcome email.
Okay.
But instead of accepting the first draft, they pushed back. They challenged assumptions about the guest's arrival experience and they asked what could go wrong.
Wait, really? Over an email?
Yeah, and they ended up not using an email at all. The iterative sparring led them to build a comprehensive welcome page and FAQ that drastically improved the actual physical guest experience.
Okay, so sparring fixes a bad output. But what if the problem is that my initial request was just, well, garbage to begin with?
Right, how do you stop the AI from making terrible assumptions on step one?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you set the rules of engagement before the sparring even begins. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't hand a vague, one-sentence task to a senior hire and just walk away.
No, of course not.
So you use the RCGI framework. That stands for role, context, goal, and interview.
I mean, role, context, and goal make total sense. Like, act like a marketer for this specific campaign to sell shoes. But what is the interview step?
Oh, so that is the mechanism that completely flips the dynamic. You explicitly command the AI to ask you clarifying questions before it generates a single word.
Oh, so it forces the machine to hunt for the gaps in your instructions.
Exactly, which in turn forces you to clarify what you actually want.
You know, the source also mentions this really hilarious cross-platform validation trick to force better outputs. You basically take the text one AI generated, drop it into a completely different model, and tell it to critique the work, quote, as if you were a Soviet ballet instructor.
It sounds funny, I know, but look at the underlying mechanism there.
Yeah.
By commanding the second AI to adopt this notoriously ruthless persona, you are explicitly disabling its built-in people-pleasing trait.
Right, you just violently strip away the sycophancy so you can actually surface your blind spots.
Exactly. So once we have these rigorous prompts and we are actively sparring, you know, we have to look at the end game.
Are we just trying to write emails faster?
No, the end game is moving from mere task automation to capability augmentation. You stop using the tool to just do old things faster, and you start using it to generate breakthrough ideas.
Right.
But that requires splitting your process into two phases. First is divergent thinking. You basically tell the AI to ignore all constraints and generate, say, 20 wildly different ideas. Just let it go wide and weird.
So you let the machine provide the raw, unconstrained volume.
Yeah, and then comes phase two, which is convergent thinking. This is where human judgment steps back in. The AI generated all that volume, but you have to group the
You
themes.
filter the noise and select the top three concepts to actually pursue.
Exactly, because the machine simply cannot decide what actually matters in the real world.
Right. You have to supply the judgment and direction.
So to pull this all together for your own workflow, you basically spar iteratively until you know what could go wrong. You use the RCGI framework to make the AI interview you. And you always separate the machine's idea generation from your human judgment.
It really reframes the whole relationship. I mean, we started with that vending machine, you know, pushing a button, settling for the predictable bag of chips.
Right, the work slop.
Yeah, the work slop. But as AI becomes endlessly capable of generating answers, what if the ultimate future-proof skill isn't knowing the answers at all? What if it's actually possessing the harsh judgment and the relentless curiosity to constantly question the machine?